May our ears always be open to the words of Jesus. Amen. Word had been spreading about all the amazing things Jesus was saying and doing. So his hometown was proud and excited to finally get to see Jesus again and to hear him give his first sermon in the local synagogue. But the hometown excitement didn't last for long, because while they were amazed and stunned, Jesus anticipates that they are going to ask him to do miracles. And Jesus tells them quite plainly that he isn't going to, and that in the end, they aren't going to accept him, and that he didn't come just for them. He came for the most marginalized of outsiders too. This is what sends the crowd into a rage. So angry are they that they want to hurl Jesus off a cliff. His hometown crowd doesn't want to hear or be reminded that God's love and compassion is big enough for everyone. God's love and compassion isn't just for a select few or a select group. So they try to push Jesus off the cliff at the edge of town, where there was usually a trash heap that was continuously burning at the bottom of this cliff. They want to kill him and burn him for saying that God's chosen is every person, every human being. But Jesus disappears into the midst. They can't find him, and he escapes the rage of the crowd. And our gospel repeats last Sunday's final sentence with Jesus finishing reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, where Jesus reads from Isaiah 61. That's the servant of God passage. And Jesus tells us he came to bring good news, to proclaim freedom, to proclaim that God does indeed love those who are deemed the lowliest. What the hometown people couldn't hear and hold on to was that they were supposed to be the ones who lived their lives differently, visibly differently, by the virtue of their relationship with God. They were meant to be a community of hope and compassion and love for everyone. This is what Jesus says his new covenant is all about: love. We are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and we are to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. In my own faith journey after high school, I was done with the Roman Catholic Church. I couldn't see the RC Church loving me if they knew I was gay, and I hated being excluded because I was a woman. And I felt like the RC Church would hurt my heart, soul, and mind. So I walked away completely from organized religion for a decade. And during that decade, I prayed to God on my own, and I hiked a lot. And I thought, that's all I need. I even discovered Zen Buddhist sayings and meditation, and Buddhism felt really comfortable from my couch, while soothing something within that hurt. And so since then, Buddhism and Christianity weave nicely together for me. I'm not a Buddhist, but I benefit from meditation. I still enjoy the Buddhist teachings, but for me, Buddhism is a practice, not a faith. and I need my faith, and I need it nurtured within community. I am at my core a Christian. My faith is what sustains me and helps me be the best me I can be. And my faith gives me a path to follow for how I am to care for others and myself. And then I discovered, to my great delight, that the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu are great friends. And they put together a book called The Book of Joy. And I've just started to read this gem of a book. And there's a few things I want to share from what I've read that I think speaks to what Jesus is trying to tell us about God, that God doesn't exclude or other us, and we should not either. The first is, Archbishop Tutu asked the Dalai Lama, why wasn't he morose at having been exiled? And the Dalai Lama shared a Tibetan saying, wherever you have friends, that's your country. And wherever you receive love, that's your family, that's your home. The second is, they both talked about how our relationships, and specifically our expression of love and generosity to others in our life, by taking care of others, helping others, ultimately is the way to discover our own joy and to have a happy life. The third is, the greatest influence on increasing our happiness is our ability to reframe our situation more positively, our ability to experience gratitude, and our choice to be kind and generous. Then the Archbishop added, this God is community, fellowship. Being created by this God, we are created in order to flourish. And we flourish in community. Jesus is always reminding us that his love is big enough to hold us all. There is no other. Jesus is always reminding us that we are supposed to be the ones who live our lives differently, visibly differently, by the virtue of our relationship with God. We are meant to be a community of hope and compassion and love for everyone. Amen.